Hey, before we get started, if you haven't booked your free financial coaching call yet, now's the time to jump in.
We've just opened up our availability. That means you can pick a time that fits perfectly into your busy lifestyle.
We absolutely love these free calls because it's our opportunity to serve you right where you're at in your financial journey.
Think of this as your moment, a chance to lighten the load and focus on you. We'll chat about your unique financial situation, and you'll walk away with clear, actionable steps to take next.
Go to budgetbesties.com/free call to sign up for your spot.
Hey, Mom, do you know what mom means?
No.
Made of money.
This next person said also cheer, and we're just going to stop talking because we have nothing to help you with.
But I will say what we are doing and what you should do is we've pretty much found out that with both of her daughters, All-Star Cheer is costing around $25,000 for the year, right? And this is like the big competition they go down to in Orlando. So if that's you, then what you need to do now, I've told you how much you're going to spend on it. You're welcome. I did all the math. So now you just need a savings bucket for it. So for next year, if this is happening, get a savings bucket, divide that $25,000 by 12. And now you know how much you need to save monthly to be able to afford that in cash next year.
Yep. Okay.
Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt free but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working, but guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Financial Coaching for Women podcast. Welcome back. We're diving into the second half of all of the challenges that you face as a mom when it comes to budgeting. Here's the deal. We asked the question and we got so many responses. So we know that you as the mom, that's usually the part of the budget where the kids and stuff like that, that makes it even more challenging. And so we have gone through and answered all of your comments and all the things that you're dealing with and try to give you the best advice that we could.
Yeah, we know you're going to relate to some of these questions and comments. And let's dive in.
So then another person said close for all three. Here's the other thing with that. We already touched on that, so I'm not going to go too in depth in it. But I do have three kids, so I know what you're talking about. What I make them do is put all of their clothes out. What are your outfits? Mm-hmm. What piece do you actually need? Because they're going to be like, I like this and I want that.
Yeah, but actually, does it go with anything that you have in your closet? That's the question you want to ask.
Yeah, and you don't want to get too harsh on this like I do. And I realized Ayla just literally didn't have a church dress. And I was like, oh, okay, so we do need to have things. But that's what it's like. What do we need? Mm-hmm. What do we have? And then we make purchases from there.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so the next comment we got was the house.
Yes, the house. Look, we've told you create a house budget, mm-hmm. have it be over there. And here's the deal. If it doesn't fit within that budget, unless if it's an emergency, it's an emergency fund moment. And right. then we have to refund the emergency fund. But if it's like me and I just want nice new rugs or whatever, like it just has to wait. It has to wait until the next month until we get more money.
And that's a hard one, especially if you're used to just going on Amazon, clicking add to cart and buy now. But the idea of saving up for something and having the cash to pay for it is going to feel so much better.
Absolutely. Okay. Unexpected school and sports costs. We've definitely talked about that earlier, but here's the deal. Unexpected is, let's just go ahead and say it's going to be unexpected one time, and that's this time, because next year you're going to look forward to it. You're going to know next year I have to get the yearbook. Next year we have school photos, whatever it is that comes up, you're going to have a list of things and you're going to know that is coming.
Yeah. So just if you can start now, mm-hmm. a kids savings bucket, throw some money in there a month. So you can start trying to cover some of these costs at first because you really don't know what they are right now. But like Shayna said, next year after you're done tracking it, you're going to have a better control over it. All right. So the next one is about saying no to sports. She's saying that she needs to get a handle on this. We now have a savings bucket, especially for sports, summer camps, etc.
Yeah.
Perfect. Like you're on the right track.
Yeah. And so she said she'd rather him play sports than having too much time on his hands. I'm going to push back a little bit on that because I don't think any kid these days has too much time on their hands. And I do think that what you might mean is if he's not doing sports, maybe he's on electronics or something. And that, yeah, we would definitely not want that. But having some free time is okay. And that's when they figure out who they are and they get creative and all the things that are definitely necessary for growing into an adult.
That's what I was just going to say. In the old days, the mentality was they need to be in sports so they're out of trouble. So if they're playing sports, they're not in trouble. But I just also believe, Shana said, there is something about not being busy, having time to read a book, having time to go for a walk, having time to just walk the beach or be with nature or do something
else. Or help around the house.
Do chores around the house. But it doesn't mean we're not swapping sports for electronics or sports for bad behaviors. We're just swapping busyness, right, for actually having maybe a schedule in the afternoon and having some time to yourself.
Yeah. And we're all very busy and we all could use a little season of rest.
R&R.
Speaking from experience, personal, very personalized right now for us personally. All right. That was some of the comments that you guys had as moms, what your number one challenge when you're budgeting that you faces. And so hopefully we answered some of the questions. Hopefully we helped you. If nothing else, we hope that you understand we're right there with you. We are going through these same challenges and trying to navigate them. And so hopefully you got some value out of that.
Yeah. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for.
Yes.
And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.